Hi, I'm Mike Gasowitz, CEO of Tricert Financial Group. Welcome to another episode of In Focus. Today we're going to talk about, call it a Q1 sector update and focusing on materials. Joining me today is Grayson Vector, our portfolio manager responsible for this sector. Welcome, Grayson.
Hi, Mike. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. So let's dive into it, probably a deeper level, just materials. I mean, it is what it is. It's basically mining and a lot of the raw materials coming out of the mining process. And so, you and I chatted before the show and thought maybe we'd do a little bit of a deep dive on copper of all materials. So why don't we start there? Copper. Why talk about copper? We know it's used in pipes and wires and the like, but talk to me about why we should be talking, letting clients know about copper.
Yeah, great question. So if I were to ask you, what are the metals of the future? Would you say copper came to mind?
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought immediately, but, you hear about batteries and lithium and the like, but no, it would not necessarily have jumped to the top.
What we find is we've got a lot of clients and, they'll come to us and they'll say, hey, we did some reading. And one of the things that we get a lot, which I wanted to cover in this podcast, is exactly that, copper. So they'll read about how the fact that as we start greenifying our economy, as we start expanding our electrical systems, all of these things are a lot more copper intensive. So copper really expands pretty much all the industries. You've got your electrical network, your construction, appliances. A lot of people know that as you're looking at those electric vehicles, they take anywhere from 10 to 20 times the amount of copper to make than a traditional vehicle as well. Right. So they'll read all about this demand that's coming up there. And then the next thing usually people will read is the fact that supply of copper is not the easiest thing to bring online. So if you start thinking about starting a copper mine, if you have a very friendly country, it takes about 8 years, give or take.
8 years?
You start from the permitting, the government approvals, all the way through. We'll talk about Teck Resources a little bit later, but they just went through that whole process of creating a copper mine. So copper is a great commodity to have exposure to. So one of the questions on our portfolio of, what is my exposure to copper? And there's two ways to do it. We can go out and find a pure copper company for you. The problem with that is one, they tend to be a little smaller, and two, they're going to be boom or bust based on the property, the price of copper. Right. The other option is to find a diversified company that has some copper exposure. So here at Tricert, we have two companies that have copper exposure, main copper exposure. Some of the golds have a little bit. And one is BHP and one is Teck Resources. And both are in the news, so I thought it'd be a great day to talk about that.
Okay, why don't we do that then? Okay, so let's dive into BHP.
Perfect. About that. So BHP is a global Australian copper company, a diversified metals corporation. So they've got copper, they've got iron ore, some nickel, and then they've got some met coal for making steel and thermal coal. And they're in the news right now because they really want to expand their copper production. So if we go back to two ways to do it meaningfully, you can make a copper mine. It's going to take you about 5 to 8 years. You're going to overrun on cost, the whole thing. Or two, which is really interesting, is you can go buy a company.
Right. And the purchase classic build versus buy.
Exactly. And if you tie it back to what you were talking with Brian when you're doing the Q-sect approach and getting value for growth, if you make a mine, you can plan it all out. You can know exactly, hopefully what you're going to spend on it. And next thing you know, you have price overruns. And then all of a sudden that value gets eroded as it takes longer and longer to make that. The other dangerous side is you can buy a company and get into a bidding war. You can spend too much.
Right.
So that acquisition can also erode your value, which brings us into the news today is, for the last week, they've been trying to purchase a company called Anglo American. So, essentially what they're looking to do is purchase the company and then sell off every division in the company that isn't quite copper. So about a week ago, they made a bid offer. They got rejected right away. Yesterday they upped the offer by about 10%. They also got rejected off of that one. And now we kind of see a little bit of a modern day Succession kind of playing out in the news, where
the one company Succession.
Exactly.
Okay.
The one company's trying to purchase, and the other company is trying to fend them off a little bit. So I think today, Anglo America, they own De Beers, the mining guys. So they're looking now to spin them off, to hopefully use the cash to fend off the acquisition purpose. So what we're doing is we're just keeping an eye on what's going on in the news. We're looking at the pricing that they're looking to pay for this, just to make sure it's rather reasonable. We like copper. We think the price is relatively stable to the upside going forward. But we do want to make sure that we're protecting one of our larger holdings in clients' portfolios, and that we make sure they don't overpay for something like that. That may affect that value proposition going forward as well. So with BHP, that's a little bit of what's going on there. We also did get a little bit of an earnings guidance from them coming out as well. And you can kind of see, based on the earnings guidance, where their priorities are. So essentially, their copper production year over year is up about 15%. And then if you look at the coal stuff, that typically trends kind of downwards a little bit. And that's setting the industry as the coal part is fairly profitable. But the copper part's where we see the growth on a company like that. And we actually see that play out when we look at Teck Resources as well, our other copper play.
Okay. Let's talk about Teck. Yeah.
Perfect. So they, just finished a mine. Took a good 8 years, give or take, from start to finish to be able to
build. Remind me, where is this?
So this is in Chile, in Peru. It's a Cuadro Blanca 2 mine, and it's actually increasing their copper production by about 80%.
Okay.
For that end. So if we were to maybe compare the three companies, based on next year's production of copper, copper production worldwide is about 22.3 million tons for the year. So BHP is one of the largest producers of copper in the world. They're about 1.8 million tons per year that they're doing. They're trying to buy Anglo America. They're about, call it, 370,000 tons. So it'd be a meaningful purchase. And then you have Teck on the other end, and their production, it's best to usually go 2 years out because they're ramping up this really big copper mine right now. They're about 580,000 tons per year.
That's what they're predicting a few years out.
Yes. That right? So that's once they go fully ramped up, that's based on their 2025 number.
Okay.
That they've done. So we can kind of see you've got big, you've got middle, you've got small on the other end of it. And they're a really interesting story because a couple quarters back, they essentially have a copper business, nickel business, and a steel making coal business. And they've decided that they're going to go, they sold their steel making coal business to Glencore, essentially. And the reason why they did this is they felt that they could capture more value for their shareholders by selling it off. So essentially, when we look at kind of valuing some of these companies, a metric we like to use is enterprise value to EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, and depreciation. And that gives us a bit of a multiple. So a company that's very diversified, like BHP, they typically trade in the fives on something like that. And Teck trades at about 7 times. Okay. And the reason is that premium of owning the copper. So they decided to spin off their coal division because right now coal prices are actually relatively good. I don't think anybody thinks coal's the material of the future. We're going to be using it next 20 years.
Right.
But no one here is getting excited about coal. We don't feed calls from clients saying, you know, let's increase our coal exposure.
Right.
Typically a pure copper mine company will trade about 8 times their enterprise value EBITDA. So they're saying right now we're about 7. If we can spin this off, we can capture more value for our shareholders.
It's interesting though that EBITDA, you know, but to your point, if you're a pure play copper, but then you're going to suffer the volatility, your EBITDA will slide down
during
periods of call it commodity compression. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So So we're really looking at tech and these divestitures, a lot of preparing to sell. And the real question is, are they going to be able to capture value, and who's going to be able to purchase what? So right now, Glencore, who bought their coal assets, they're also a potential bidder for the Anglo America against BHP. Okay. People that remember BHP might be a possible purchase for tech.
Right.
Based on their ability to expand coal mines, but they're creating a potash mine in Saskatchewan, because they were not able by the Canadian government to buy, Saskatchewan Potash Corp background. Right. Now it's Nutrien. So they got barred. So it's a little bit of exactly Succession, the TV show, playing out in real life in the markets. And that's what we're really keeping an eye on, is to make sure that we're capturing value for our shareholders. But it's definitely going to be an interesting year, especially in the copper space.
Our podcast is getting more and more exciting, just like Succession. Cool. So looking out then, obviously you're following this, I guess basically we're from your perspective, looking to the future, really what you're tracking here is BHP. Will they be successful? I take it. Is that one of the bigger questions for BHP in terms of their potential acquisition?
That they're successful and that they don't overpay too much.
Right.
It looks like they're going to have to overpay a little bit, but depending on your price of copper, 5 years out, that might dictate a little bit of how much value and how much expansion they can capture by taking in those assets. But at the same time, if they get into a bidding war and they start paying 20-30% premiums, then it starts in the short term eroding shareholder value.
Right. Well. Exactly.
So it's something you want to keep an eye on.
And then from a tech perspective, as their copper mine comes online in South America, I assume we'll be watching, will it be producing what they predicted it'll produce.
Absolutely. So with tech, there's that, and there's the $5 billion question. So they sold the company coal assets for, call it about nine, with about 7.8 being cash and some property swaps on the other end. Fun fact about this one on the sale, because we were also talking a little bit about capital gains. So their tax bill was supposed to be about $750 million for the sale, but they increased the capital gains rate. So that's going to be another about $250 million in the bill. And it's somebody, like, I know you can't close $1 million deal that quickly to get around the tax rules, but part of it is just, like, close it.
Right.
On that end. So it is a little bit higher. They're going to return about $2.5 million to shareholders. And then that gives us the $5 billion question of what are they going to do with that money?
Right.
As well. So we'll find out in June when the company releases some updated guidance. But that really is with tech, the $5 billion question.
Excellent. All right. Grayson, thanks for this.
Oh, you're welcome. Pleasure to be here.
Folks, as always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to your financial advisor, talk to your TriCert portfolio manager, and don't ever hesitate to reach out to myself. Take care.